Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ho, 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 ho.
Get out of here, Santa.
Oh.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
It's a very special Saturday morning early recording.
Edition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're going to Adelaide tomorrow for some family shit.
Yep.
And other things, probably.
Other things, probably. So this maybe this will be the most magic episode yet.
We've yet to
find the golden time to record this podcast. One day we'll be like, oh, if you do it on a Wednesday morning, it's incredible.
Yeah, 2 a.m. It's perfect,
right.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm here, though. I've got the dog resting on my foot. It's very uncomfortable, but I don't want to move her.
Well, I understand.
Yeah.
She'll bite your foot right off.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, that's added an element of tension that I wasn't expecting for this morning.
Yeah, but so there's a good chance we'll miss some news because when we're recording this, it's still Friday in the US. So things unfold at a rapid rate sometimes.
Here's some news I didn't miss this morning. I came to your house.
Yeah.
And we're outside. You were outside with the kid out the front.
Yep.
And you said, hey, all my kid's interested in now is listening to Immigrant Song and running around the table. And I said, that's a funny riff you're doing right now. And then you went inside and you turned on Immigrant Song. Kid ran around the table. Just laps of the
table.
That's
all he wants to do. Yeah, and eat dry biscuits.
Yeah.
He's well into it.
How did you discover that?
I don't know. I just tried different music and see what he likes. And he loves that one. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So I'm surprised he normally gets whoever's in the room and makes them run with him. So yeah, but maybe he doesn't like you.
No, he definitely doesn't like me.
He gave you a little handshake though.
That's true, but you insisted. Yeah. So.
Well, it's important, Mason. Manners.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, we got to talk movie news, Mason.
Okay, let's do it.
Is there anything that you want to start off on in particular?
No.
Okay, well then do you want me to pick a thing?
You know what? Pick the thing that's at the top of your list.
Quentin Tarantino in talks to direct a Star Trek film that's going to be R-rated.
Huh.
Apparently.
Interesting.
Have you heard this?
Yes, I have.
Good or bad?
I think good.
But, okay.
It's going to be too long.
I don't disagree. There he is. Hey, buddy. Oh, he's hiding.
I can still see him.
No, I can't see him.
I can see him. He's got that sneaky look like he's up to mischief.
He's definitely up to mischief. Yeah. Is it weird that he looks like a mini version of me?
With the same size head, yeah.
Yeah, he does have a big head. Mm. Yeah, it's really distracting when he's staring at me doing this. I feel like a bad dad. Like, I'm like, go play. I'm talking about Star Trek. I'm ignoring my kid. I don't know. I'm mixed about this because it'll add an interesting element to the franchise.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're looking for something to go, well, we need to inject something into this because Star Trek, the last one, was it called?
Not Into Darkness.
Beyond?
Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah. Was great.
Yep.
But mm-hmm. people didn't see it.
Yeah.
So how do you get people in?
You lure them with a little bit of that Tarantino magic.
Yeah, because you're getting your Star Trek and you're getting your everybody sees Tarantino films eventually.
That's true,
you know.
Yeah.
So no, I get it.
Is this going to be a sequel? Is this going to be in the Pineverse?
I assume so.
Or is it going to be a non-canon? Or?
Well, that's a really good question. They haven't specified what direction.
Because it
doesn't feel like the Pineverse is R-rated, is it?
No, I think if you're going to, it might be like. Out of continuity, it might be. How about this as a theory? What about if it's what if it's a Star Trek movie, but it's about the production of Star Trek? Like it's set in the 60s.
Okay.
A murder or something.
But is that a Star Trek movie though then?
It's got Star Trek in it.
Yeah. So you'd call it, you'd have to put it in the title. So it'd be a movie about Star Trek.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Brackets, there's a murder.
Yeah.
And everyone says the N-word.
Yeah. Diner fight N-word, colon, a Star Trek movie.
Yeah. He's mentioned before that, like, a few years back that he's been interested in doing a Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
But he's never done a franchise film.
Yeah. And he's all, but I guess also he's kind of going around the block on genre films.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's
yeah.
done, you know, he's done like a grindhouse action. He's done too many westerns. Has he done
two westerns, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, you could say a lot of his films that aren't westerns are westerns because they've got that feel.
That's true.
I guess
that's certain vibe.
What's he done? Django and
Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you think he's just doing the rounds?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think he'd also be afforded more freedom doing this? Well, obviously, if you can do it R-rated, then because I know he's like, I don't want to do a Star Wars movie.
Because he said that before. Because he absolutely doesn't fit that vibe of that glossy Star Trek.
No, he doesn't.
Lens flare universe.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he probably loves lens flares, but he doesn't want CGI lens flares.
No,
he wants
the real
lens flares.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. So bring in his garbage old cameras. You got a flea market.
That's it, yeah. They're real out. They're just clacking away.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Harry Mudd story?
Yeah, maybe like a... Maybe not the core Star Trek cast, maybe not the Enterprise, but off somewhere else, maybe smugglers, maybe like a ship of like a ragtag ship of like the Discovery but gone wrong, like they're just they're out in deep space and all the rules have fallen apart and they're just scumbags.
So maybe it's in the future where all the Federation has fallen apart.
Could be the future.
Do you want to go to the future? Because we haven't gone to the future
no,
yet.
No, it never works out. I think it might be
I mean just like setting something past next generation.
Right, okay.
Because everything seems to go back to...
That's true, yeah.
We're doing a lot of prequels.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think if anything, Tarantino doesn't strike me as a guy who'd want to set his... film. I mean, you know, who knows where this guy's going to go?
Yeah.
Might just be shots of feet.
It could very well just be shots of feet.
Oh no, these aliens have dissolved our shoes. This bacteria's it's just burned through all the rubber of our shoes. We have to walk around shoeless. Oh, we're just an all-girl crew of sexy ladies. We don't have these shoes on. I'm just going to put my feet up on this desk. Yeah, I don't know. Tarantino very much strikes me as a guy who'd be like, I want to set it in that 60s era.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Like that. Even in that, like, I think he'd want, like, period-accurate old sets.
Oh, do it like that, right.
Yeah, like that weird, you know, that just that brushed metal, like that painted silver metal kind of
look. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Remove the dog. Let's see what happens. Oh, there we go.
Nothing happened. Feel good?
Feel better.
Yeah, good. Yeah. She didn't bite your foot off either.
No, that's true.
Yet. I wouldn't say I'm like, wow, I'm over the moon about this, but it's very interesting.
Isn't it?
And I would have 100% see it. I mean, I'd see it whatever it was.
Now, was he signed on as he just said, I'm interested?
I think looks like it's, there's a good chance it'll happen.
Okay, right.
Though it's not necessarily happening just yet. I think you're, yeah. I feel like, yeah, it might be a bit of a throwback, but with his own spin on it. I think you're right. Yeah. Mm. But then I guess maybe, Paramount, I think, do these.
Yep.
Don't care about this, but how does it fit into the overall continuity of this universe? Will they do like another branching timeline? You know, will it be a continuation of the Chris Pine stuff? And I feel like Chris Pine could do it because he's a like that crew is a good. That's a good.
For sure,
it's a good cast.
Yeah.
So I think you could do it. They could definitely pull it off.
Look, I don't think it's going to be out of continuity, but I think it's going to be out of the way.
Mm.
I don't think they want Chris Pine accidentally shooting some guy in the back of a shuttlecraft. And then they have to, and then he and Spock have to dispose of the body. You know, they kill an admiral accidentally.
I would love that.
Back of the shuttlecraft, yeah.
Good work. Mm. Mason, do you like Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Mason, do you like Pikachu?
No.
Do you like Detective Pikachu? He's got a little hat.
Yes.
Okay, well, Ryan Reynolds.
By the transitive property of I like detectives. I guess I'm okay with this.
Ryan Reynolds is going to voice Detective Pikachu in the Detective Pikachu movie.
Which I think, as we've established in a previous episode, he just investigates really grisly murders and
horrible
sex crimes. Now, Detective
Ryan Reynolds is perfect for that.
What's Detective Pikachu in? Is he in a video game or a cartoon?
I don't know. I think it's a video game.
But he doesn't speak, right?
No, he does speak.
Does he?
Yes. That's why he's voiced by Ryan Reynolds.
No, but I mean, does he just say Pikachu?
No, he speaks. I don't know what the how it works.
Okay, right.
But he's like a different. It's different than the one from that you know.
Great. Terrific.
From the one of the three Pokemon that we know. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't care. But it seems like a good choice because he's sassy and he's now.
Oh, he's sassier now.
So, you know.
He doesn't fit that face. He doesn't fit the face of the Pikachu.
Who would you get?
Who's got a little voice?
Paul Giamatti.
Yes. Kate Micucci.
Who's she again?
From Garfunkel and Oates.
Is Pikachu a boy, though?
I don't know.
Mason, I'm just saying, you can't cast a boy as a girl and vice versa.
Fair enough.
I'm against it, and so is Hollywood, quite frankly.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care. Good on you. Do whatever. Do this or don't do it. Put in Kate Micucci. Uh-huh. Have him not talk at all. As long as
your noir detective. They wouldn't talk at all.
How does a detective, if he didn't talk, how would he detect? Just a lot of pointing, I guess.
Big magnifying glass.
Yeah. But how does he convey the information?
With an even bigger magnifying glass.
So he'd burn it into somebody or the side of a mountain?
He puts up the big He puts up the magnifying glass. Then he puts up the even bigger magnifying glass. You look through the bigger one. You see the smaller one.
Oh.
And you go, oh, that's the clue.
I get ya.
Yeah.
Okay, so a series of magnifying glasses.
Series of magnifying glasses.
Well, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't get you to direct this movie, this property.
I've got so many good ideas and a vague notion of who Pikachu is.
All your ideas are mostly about magnifying glasses.
Yep.
Okay. Your microphone's being weird. Can you move it?
Even closer?
Yeah, closer. Further. Yeah, no, towards you.
Like this?
Yeah, I think that's better. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
People have recommended throw rugs to us.
Yeah, I know.
Let's get some throw rugs.
Yeah. What do you mean we? Do you mean me?
I mean you, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I'll get there. I'm very busy though, Mason.
No, I understand.
I'm doing this podcast, for one. Yeah. And I have to go to a first birthday today. Ooh. For my brother's daughter.
What? Which brother, though?
Oh, sorry, the one you don't like.
Thank you.
Which means you don't like the kid, I assume?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. By the transitive properties
it works.
Of not liking one of your brothers, I don't like any of their kids either.
Got some X-Men news. Did you see the first images of Dark Phoenix?
No, but I did see the New Mutants poster.
Oh, what'd you think of that?
Well, it's just my least favorite horror movie effect, which is a whole bunch of people pushing against a rubble, like a balloon wall. So cheap. Don't even bother.
I think it's a great effect, and okay, I think you're doing it wrong.
I'm going to look up Dark Phoenix right now.
Okay. What do you want me to look up? Throw rugs.
Throw rugs. Yeah, good stuff.
Okay, great.
It may be custom throw rugs with their own faces on them.
Okay.
Yeah. News, Sophie Turner stopped partying while shooting Dark Phoenix. Did you know that?
What?
It's just the first bit of news up here.
So she wasn't partying.
Stop partying.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Stop partying, though.
Wait, but when you go to a...
The hard partying Sophie Turner, I assume she's hard partying.
I just think if you're going to work, then yeah.
Yeah.
That's called going to work.
Right, yeah. Sophie Turner stopped partying as the cameras rolled and the director said action, and then she immediately resumed partying as soon as the director said cut. So is it this photo?
It's with photo. The fire and the
she's got
yeah,
fire
there's
hair.
Another
okay.
one with just the front of her face and
oh,
all
read
that, yeah.
read more. I think I shall.
Yeah.
Well, I love them. I don't care. Now it doesn't look anything like
the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna love this then because I've got a little bit of a synopso. If you're ready,
Sophie Turner stops partying finally.
The X-Men, including Jean Grey, Cyclops, and Mystique. So Jennifer Lawrence is back.
Okay, great.
They probably went. Do you want $10 million?
Oh, sure.
Went,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Are heroes when the film begins, and they're sent up to save some stranded astronauts. But a solar flare hits the X-Jet, and all hell breaks loose, Mason.
Mm.
It actually says Mason. That's real weird.
Huh.
Gene absorbs those solar flares, then hurls them back out into space, explains director Simon Kinberg of the sequence shown in the above concept art. That's what triggers, awakens, creates this Phoenix force, Phoenix voice and voice inside her. What appears to be the world, another victory and whatever.
Wait, so it's a solar flare.
Yeah, it's a solar
flare. It's a smart solar flare.
But it's either... So they're getting around it's an alien space bird by saying it could be a solar flare or it could be something that's inside her the whole time that it awakens. Yeah.
Terrific.
But at least they went to space, Mason. That's what we've always wanted and they're going to do it briefly.
Not in... They're up in orbit though. It doesn't even count.
It's like the start of Fantastic Four.
Ugh. Due to the intensity of the role, Turner admits she kept a very regimented schedule. I think I had like 2 nights of proper partying, and on a 5-month shoot, that's not very much, laughs the 21-year-old actress.
What a story.
It's a good story, right? Worth an entire article and worth us subsequently reporting on it on our podcast.
Yeah.
Guys, it's 9 p.m. and I really have to be in bed. All the producers were so shocked because they know me. They were like, are you okay?
What do you mean the... Who was...
Partying with the producers.
Okay. Right.
Which seems to... If there's on-set partying producers, yeah. I feel like maybe you should
can party
be,
a
you
bit.
You can party a bit. Yeah. Exactly. They would have factored that into the schedule.
Definitely.
There'd be scheduled hangover time in the morning.
Yeah.
You'd only have to start at like 11 a.m. after like a kebab.
They know... They know Sophie Turner's a party girl.
Yeah.
I feel like she can just rock up and put on a costume and a little bit of makeup. Yeah. It's not Mystique where you got to sit in a chair for four
exactly,
hours or
yeah.
whatever.
And if she's got bleary eyes, just fix it in post.
Yeah. With fire.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of weird eyes, can we go to that bit of news?
Oh, one more thing. Jessica Chastain might be playing the Skrull Queen. So they're bringing Skrulls into that universe as well.
Oh, and this is the competing Skrull situation. Yeah. This is the competing Quicksilver situation all over again.
Not
right?
that it really matters because Disney looks like they're going to buy Fox anyway and probably scrap half of this, if not all of it. So great. Good work.
Wait, do you mean before it's finished? Do you think they could do that?
No, because it's coming out next year. Mm. So I think anything...
Whether anyone likes it or not.
Yeah. I think the movies that will be affected will... So anything that hasn't started yet. So like Gambit and whatever.
Oh, no.
I know, Mason.
The movie we never thought we'd get, we might never get. Well, who would have thunk it?
Not me, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
So Disney's probably going to buy Fox, it looks like. Also, just quickly, before we talk about that weird-eyed thing, Richard Armitage will play Wolverine in the first ever Marvel scripted podcast.
That's right.
Richard Armitage, you will know from The Hobbit.
Yes.
And also Robin Hood, the TV series.
Terrific.
Do you remember that? He was the sheriff in Nottingham.
Oh. Was that not Lily Allen's dad?
No, he was the... No.
Keith Allen?
Yeah, he's in it as well. Okay, he's the other bad guy then.
All right, okay, great.
Which one's... I don't know, you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I get it. I remember. Yeah.
Okay. Before we talk about that thing you wanted to talk about, Mason, I emailed you pictures of Robin
Hood. Hang on, we didn't even talk about bloody...
What?
The podcast.
Oh, yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, Marvel's finally getting the podcast game.
Yeah.
We're doomed.
Have you noticed, though, there's been... And it's happening a lot in Australia. There's a lot of our corporate entities that are putting together podcast networks.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about it a little bit. They're just taking all people from radio and putting them on a podcast network so you can listen to Limo. I don't know. He seems like a very nice man.
Seems like a very nice man. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Do whatever. But... Yeah, I don't know. It's are they taking the rock and rollness of podcast away, Mason?
I think they are absolutely taking the punk rock vibes away from podcasting.
Yeah. So I don't care. We'll just keep doing this.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter. People listen.
We weren't going to do a Wolverine scripted podcast. Anyway.
I love a scripted podcast. I think this is a great idea.
And also, like, I mean, it sounds like a new thing, but then you think, well, you know, they've been making Doctor Who radio plays.
Yeah.
For...
And I've listened to like Batman audiobooks and stuff like that before, and they're quite good. And I'm definitely up for some. I mean, it's an audiobook. That's what they've done. That's what they're doing. So.
I hope they do a bit of like. I hope it comes with a little booklet or something, and then it's like. When you hear the claws unsheath, turn the page. Snicked.
Okay. Do you want to look at those pictures of Robin Hood that I sent
you? Send one. I'm going to look at these live. Star Taron Egerton, something, something, something.
I think it's Egerton, isn't it?
Maybe. Yeah. Wields a bow and arrow in these first look photos from Robin Hood. I'm looking at these live, guys. It's still loading. Yeah. Thus far, it's Robin Hood in the snow. Because it's all white.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
It's not good internet here, is it?
No, it's bad.
Some of the worst internet.
Three new photos. Oh, yep. Okay. All right. He's wielding a bow. He's in like a cobbled house situation.
Yep.
So that's, I assume, Maid Marian there.
Probably.
Teaching how to shoot inside.
Yep.
Good idea. That's not common, is it? Somebody else.
It's Jamie Foxx.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
he's got the common beard. He's got the common beard. He tricked me for a moment. Okay. Yeah. Well, that looks like every Robin Hood movie ever made.
But it's a bit more... It looks TV-like. And Assassin's Creed-y.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also says underneath the last picture, a gritty take on the classic Robin Hood story. It does look very gritty, doesn't it? The realest thing you've ever seen.
Ah, oh, so real.
This Batman...
Oh, look at his so real, like dark circle eye makeup.
There. I know.
So real and so good.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know.
This Robin Hood's Batman Begins is about 8 years too late. I mean, it wouldn't have done well then, but
right.
Hey, whatever, man. If it's good, I'll say it. I mean,
do these make money every time they make a Robin Hood movie?
They must, because they keep making them. Yeah. But if they did make money, we'd just get a sequel to the Russell Crowe one.
Exactly.
Did you see that?
No.
It's horrible. Mm. It's a horrible film. I mean, it was all right.
Oh, yeah, great.
It wasn't. It was really long and really horrible. And also, he was like 47, and he's like, I'm young Robin Hood.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I just come back from the war. Sounds bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
Now, wait, was that the one where he was also the Sheriff of Nottingham? Or was that a
no, that,
that,
was, that was gonna be that. Right, okay, yeah, but it didn't end up being that. It was gonna be, because it was the Robin Hood like you've never seen.
Yeah, right.
It was Gladiator Robin Hood, except it was...
When can it just be the Robin Hood I've already seen, you know?
We can watch that. The Errol Flynn one.
The fox one. The animated fox one.
That's your favorite because you're in love with that fox.
No, you're in love with the fox. We've established this. It's official canon. You're
it's
in love with
It's not official
fox.
Canon. No, it is. I'm not into that.
All right.
I mean, if people want to, that's fine. It's not my bag. Stop ruining children's things by making them weird.
what a massive letdown. I thought there'd be literally anything in that. Because the expressions, you looked at the photos and you were like, oof.
Yeah,
because
it's bad.
Oof. And I was like, oh, this is going to be spectacularly bad. But it was just, who cares? It was fine.
Fair enough.
Why even bother? They could have just put up blank photos and just a little bit of text that said, have you seen a Robin Hood movie before? It's the same.
I feel like it's more, it's done that King Arthur kind of thing where everyone's wearing a hoodie.
It's a medieval
hoodie.
In the first photo, it did look initially, I'm like, is he wearing like a skinny chino in yeah. that photo?
I think one of them has got like a neckerchief.
Yeah.
Yeah. But look, whatever. Do you want to talk about Battle Angel?
Sure. So
it's weird, isn't it?
Well, it's not. It's no longer, they've done a cheeky rename, so it's no longer Battle Angel Alita. It's now Alita : Battle Angel.
What's the, why?
Oh, just to differentiate it, I imagine, in the...
Because you wouldn't want to get everybody confused because it's such a hot property that everybody
knows. Yeah. Because then you don't want to have to go like Alita Battle... You don't want to have to go Battle Angel Alita 2018, not to be confused with Battle Angel Alita 1990, whatever it was.
Okay, have you seen it?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's all right.
So this looks like... I know nothing about it, but this looks like Ghost in the Shell with weirder eyes.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
What's the story?
So it's the bloody future.
Yeah, got that.
Yeah, nice. And basically, I guess, what's his face? What's his name?
Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz.
Finds a battle angel.
Yeah, so he finds her in a garbage heap.
Yeah.
She's a cyborg, and she's lost all her memories. He rebuilds her. He takes care of her.
Can she eat?
I think so, yeah.
Can she eat soup?
I think she can eat soup.
Doesn't get in her joints?
I mean, it spills out like she's a skeleton on Halloween.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But it spills out.
That's what I
wanted
to know.
So I think she remembers that she's got like cyborg martial arts from back in the day. Like that's all she remembers.
Okay.
So there's a scene in the trailer where like a big old cyborg like grabs her by the throat and she like grabs him and...
That's Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Who's going to be in Hellboy, but then he dipped out.
Yeah.
For another anime where he's probably supposed to be Asian, but he's not. But anyway, so then she becomes a bounty in the series and in the anime. She becomes a bounty hunter.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's pretty good. I liked it.
Did you like this trailer though?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I didn't like the eyes.
No. Why would they do that? Do you think it's trying to make it like an anime? Is that the idea?
Yes. Yes. Was this produced by James Cameron?
He was going to make it for years. There's been talk of this movie for like 15 years.
I have a theory.
Okay.
That I've just come up with.
Is it to do with this? It's not like. Dinosaurs were planted, you know, to...
Okay, I've come up with a second theory that's about this.
Mason thinks dinosaurs aren't real, that they were planted by the government.
Correct. That's right. They're all from Area 51. That's why they build the dinosaurs. And they ship them out on black helicopters. But I think that James Cameron is unaffected by the Uncanny Valley. For whatever reason.
Oh.
I think it's maybe... And my assumption is it's because he's so rich...
Oh, so he doesn't...
And he's become unmoored from
You know
humanity.
What it is? Yeah. Nobody's looked him in the eye since 1992.
So he doesn't know. That's right. As soon as the Terminator 2 money kicked in and he became so rich, he didn't know what to do, people were like, oh, he's the Hollywood Big Shot, and they never looked him in the eye, so he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what eyes are like these days. But, like, I don't know what it... Maybe it's because he's, you know, so rich and, like, he's kind of become untethered from reality.
Maybe he's looking through, like, the warped Perspex dome of a submarine.
Exactly. But I think he looks at this stuff and he doesn't think it's weird. Like, this Avatar...
Yeah.
I think he's like...
I mean, Avatar looks better than this because it's not a... It's not a person just with big eyes.
But it was still weird, right?
Yeah, but it was... But because the whole thing was CGI, it's not as weird as a person whose face just has... Like, this is the kind... The main character in this is something in Star Trek where you'd get a quick glimpse of and they've got big eyes and then it cuts away.
That's right, yeah. This, like this, in a bar and they like blink. Like in a bar, They blink with multiple sets of eyelids and then they turn away. Yeah,
but this is full on.
Maybe it's not finished.
Well, it's not finished yet, is it? It's not out yet, but... But no, Robert Rodriguez is doing this. Who did some Death Proof? Who did some?
That's true. He did,
some other stuff.
Yeah. Look, I'm
Grindhouse. Sorry,
I'm not sold on the eyes. I think the cyborg stuff looks
good. Yeah, it's good cyborg hands.
I think cyborg arms look good. She's got kind of like a crystalline look.
Yeah.
Which is not really in line with the original stuff that I remember. But guess what? I don't remember a lot of it. So
maybe it's very much in line.
It's very in line. Yeah. Other cyborgs look good.
Yep.
But that big old guy with the tentacles.
Yep.
Look pretty accurate, I think.
Do you think after Ghost in the Shell came out and didn't do well, they went, oh no, or they went, well, this is our time?
I think they Robin Hooded it and they were like, we can do a better one.
Mm.
We can rule the Robin Hood territory here.
Yeah.
We can rule this situation. Place. Yeah.
And I just think it's an, why the eyes?
Is it because, is it a whitewashing thing?
I don't know who the actor is. Do you want me to have a look?
Well, she's Hispanic, I think.
Alita Battle Angel.
From Chile. Maybe she's from Chile.
What's the original? Rosa Salazar, yeah. She's Canadian. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Mm.
Anyway, I don't really care.
Great.
I'll see it.
Yeah. Jennifer Connelly's in it.
Yeah, I like Jennifer
pretty good.
Connelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Michelle Rodriguez, yeah. That makes sense. The Avatar carryover.
I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah, no. So it is, you're right. She has wings as well, doesn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so the original, it's obviously based off a Japanese property.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Western adaptation, whatever you want to call it. Remember the movie Adaptation?
Yes, I enjoyed that movie.
People love it.
But I guess the assumption is that a lot of people are like...
Maybe I didn't get it, Mason.
Yeah.
So I go on.
Well, I was going to say...
Twins! No, I got it. Just got it. I just got it.
Oh, yeah. It was a movie about a movie. I don't know. I guess the assumption is for a lot of people is like, okay, well, they've got big old eyes.
Yeah.
In the anime, so there must be white people, but they're not necessarily.
Yeah, well, that's and also the people behind Ghost in the Shell were even like, well, yeah, that's
they try to get around it sneaky style.
Yeah, yeah, and I know a lot of people in Japan didn't care that Ghost in the Shell was Scarlett Johansson, so you know,
we're 100% not qualified to talk about this. So
yeah, but well, you know what, I am 100% qualified to talk about Adaptation. So they were twins.
That's right.
I was under the impression that it was a mirror. But it wasn't a mirror. It was. They were twins. There
you thought the entire time, the entire running time of the movie, it was just Nicolas Cage looking into a mirror.
Yeah, and it was confusing because the poster was like his head was a potted plant or something, and it was broken. But that didn't happen in the movie.
No, that's
remember?
True. Yeah, I remember. It's a good movie.
I don't remember it being a good movie.
I remember it being very good.
Yeah,
but I'm very arty. So.
That's true.
Yeah,
that was Nicolas Cage's era of doing serious stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know. Mason.
Yes.
Here we go.
Just to be clear, any new listeners, James received at the Melbourne premiere of the film Justice League, a film that was bad, but he had a lot of fun with, apparently.
Correct.
A lanyard with the Justice League cast members on it.
Yep.
Except for Superman. Is Superman on it?
He's not on it, no.
And it says, on the other side, it says Superman. It says Melbourne is all in.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's put it on.
Yes.
He puts it on at some point. ever since he's been in that movie... Something happened to him. Something broke inside him, and now he's just always wearing that. He's putting on the lanyard. I don't understand.
I'm all in, Mason.
I guess you're all in.
Yeah,
I guess that makes sense.
The reason I put it on though is because there's been some big shakeups down at DC.
Ooh,
I know you're probably not happy about it, but there's always seems to be a shakeup whenever something goes wrong.
Oh, are you putting this on for DC News?
Yes,
is that
Mason.
Okay, right.
I don't just wear it for nothing.
Would you put
I'm gonna wear it in the shower. Okay.
Would you put it on for Ezra Miller News?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Right.
Oh yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Would you put it on for Ray Fisher News?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
100%. Yeah.
Would you put it on for Melbourne-based news? What if a large dome emerged from outer space and covered Melbourne in its entirety?
Like under the dome? this TV series?
I was
going to
say more in the sense of Melbourne was all in.
Oh, all in a day. Well, yeah, obviously I'll wear it then.
Okay.
Like, the context is a little off. Like, it's a little shaky, but
No, but Melbourne's all in.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a tenuous link. I think that's fine.
All right, well, what if a large dome emerged from outer space?
Yeah.
And it appeared on the outskirts of Melbourne?
Yeah.
And then everybody in Melbourne was drawn into the dome?
Oh, because they're going all into it.
Would that be
appropriate? Yeah, I'd wear it for that. Yeah.
Okay, right, nice. Yeah. That's good. Okay.
Can I just wear it all the time, just in case something happens? They need to be all in?
You can. You should wear it down at the supermarket, see what happens.
We did actually make a bet for who's going to be wearing this soon, but we'll talk about that soon because we've got some Star Wars news.
Okay.
So, John Berg, a name I've never heard of, but maybe he's been quietly ruining things behind the scenes.
I think he's a producer.
Yeah, he has.
I'm aware of the name John Berg.
He's been moved divisions at Warner Brothers because he was in charge of the head of DC Films, but they didn't fire him. They moved him to another division because apparently... That's how things work.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Fall upwards. It's probably a more powerful division.
Yeah, probably.
More influence.
I think it just passed $200 million US Justice League. It's been out for like 3 weeks, which is, that's not good.
No,
that's not very
bad.
Good at all. We've talked about this before. Like, every time something happens, they pretend to promote Geoff Johns a little bit.
Yeah, sure. You know? Right.
But I don't know. I think after this current run of stuff that's happening, after we get Wonder Woman 2 and whatever, they're going to... Who knows? Anyway, Justice League's probably going to get an extended cut.
Terrific.
Are you surprised by that in any sense?
No.
Also, apparently Superman did have the black suit in the film.
That's right.
Which somebody emailed in anonymously and said that their friend saw it and that was true. So...
Let's take it as given.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So now it looks like...
We've never been fooled before.
No, I don't think so.
And we won't get fooled again.
Is that true?
Yeah.
We'll definitely be fooled again.
Absolutely be fooled again.
Do you wish you had have seen the Superman black suit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would they...
Why
okay,
do it?
We've got two options. Yeah. We can pride him with a black suit or we can give him just some old track pants. Apparently he's buried in a suit jacket, some old track pants.
Well, they exploded. They all exploded.
That's true.
Because it was on fire.
Mm.
Anyway, spoilers for Justice League, I guess.
Yeah, sure. He was wearing some track pants.
Yeah.
Okay, he produced Meet Dave.
That's a horrible film.
The Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy lives in an Eddie Murphy robot
movie. Yeah, I know.
He was a production executive, uncredited, on Edge of Tomorrow.
It's a good film.
But that suggests to me he didn't do anything on it.
Oh, okay.
Produced Elf.
Great.
Great. And he was the executive producer on Out of Time, the Denzel Washington movie that no one remembers.
Is that the one with...
No one remembers.
Where he's...
Oh! Executive in charge of production, the 2017 blockbuster, Geostorm.
Really?
Uh-huh. Production manager. What do you think about that?
This explains a lot.
He's only got seven... He's a producer of seven things.
So has he done all the DC things, though?
Justice League, Wonder Woman, executive producer. And he's got 15 upcoming projects.
Can you name some of them?
Flashpoint.
No, what else?
Green Lantern Corps.
No, he's not doing that one.
Aquaman.
No.
These all say producer.
Okay.
In development, Five Nights at Freddy's, which is based on the video game.
Oh, yeah.
Producer.
That's about 6 years too late.
Yeah. Producer, Gotham City Sirens and Lobo. Lobo.
Yeah. Are they doing Lobo?
Apparently.
Are they though, really?
No, I don't know. In production, Deathstroke Batgirl.
Are they though?
No, absolutely not. There's no picture of him. There's no... Anyway.
Good on him.
Yeah, good stuff.
Anyway, he's not doing any of those anymore.
No.
What do you think about a Justice League extended cut though? I mean, are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. No, they've got to recoup their money somehow.
Yeah. We've got extended cuts. Actually, they don't do them for the good ones.
Really?
Well, Wonder Woman didn't get one.
That's true, yeah.
And a Man of Steel, I guess. Is that a good one?
That's a good one. I like that one.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it more in hindsight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that third act really, really throws me. Anyway, Schrodinger's bat is back, Mason.
Okay.
That's Ben Affleck's constant in or out of being
in
the Batman
role. Is he
going to
be Batman? Is he directing something? Is he writing something?
Well, he's not directing or writing anything.
Apparently, did you see recently that...
The Justice League...
script. The Ben Affleck Justice League script emerged somehow.
Yeah, or he was involved in it.
Wasn't even aware that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't read it. I'll get to this at some point. Yeah.
It seemed like a cavalcade of villains and heroes and et cetera.
Well, maybe that's how they should have started instead of spending five movies building to nothing.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, so this
Affleck's out.
This is the rumor that after Flashpoint, he's going to be moving on.
Yeah.
Which again is the perfect opportunity to swap out a Batman because you travel through time and whatever, and Batman changes. And
I don't think he might. I suspect he may not even be in that.
I think that's very possible.
I think it's almost certainly more likely that there'll maybe be some flashback footage.
Yeah.
There'll maybe be some stuff from Justice League. And then the timelines will change. And then the Flash will show up back at the Batcave and Batman will take his mask off and it's John Hamm.
Well,
that's an example.
That's the rumor. Yeah. That's apparently John Hamm is heavily petitioning for the role. I like John Hamm a lot. Do you think he's too old?
No. It's supposed to be old Batman.
Yeah, I know, but when you hire someone
old
like...
Old Batman.
Yeah, I know. But when you... I love John Hamm a lot, right?
How old is John Hamm?
John Hamm is 46.
I was going to say 47, so he's even fresher than I thought.
Yes.
How old's Ben Affleck?
He's... Wait, how old is he actually, or how old does he feel and look?
Oh, actually.
Oh, he's probably about that. I'd say he's 44.
Okay.
No, he's 45. God damn it. God damn it, Mason!
Yep. You'll never get one.
Yeah, I just think... I mean, they're really sticking to this old Batman, aren't they? I mean, John Hamm looks younger than Ben Affleck, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. Mm. I think, yeah, he'd be... Well, on the Hey Fam podcast, because they're doing the Fix the DC Universe, they want John Hamm for their... For their Batman.
Yeah.
I think it's a good choice. Yeah. You know, I'm on board.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
He's a good actor.
I mean, then again, you got to look at when is this coming out? You know, is it 2 years? Is it 3 years? How many is he going to do?
Yep, exactly.
You know, he'll be 50 before you know it, and then you're dead.
I would love to. I mean, if they just gave him like a... If the Batman eventually comes out and it becomes just like a standalone detective thing with a little bit of action, I'd be 100% on board with John Hamm.
Yep.
John Hamm. The Midwest's best John Hamm impersonator, John Hamm. But people have said like, oh, is he any good as an action star? Who cares?
It really doesn't
matter.
How
much of him you actually see in a Batman action sequence? You see this much. You see his chin and his mouth.
How many somersaults can Michael Keaton do?
None. Zero somersaults.
Yeah. It really doesn't matter. But also Matt Reeve apparently was always going to cast a new Batman or something, allegedly. I'm sure Matt Reeve probably knew very early on that Affleck wasn't going to do it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. If he is or isn't going to do it.
Exactly. And I mean, he would have known just by just Ben Affleck's demeanor, I'd guess. Or just reading the news.
Yeah,
just
right.
Affleck coming in just in a, like, again, old tracksuit and just smoking. smoking indoors.
Absolutely.
He's just got that like thin strip of gut hanging out between the top and the bottom.
How rich do you think you have to be
where
you could just punch darts wherever you go? Like you can be on a plane punching darts.
Oh.
You can whatever you want. You can walk through a hospital punching darts.
Absolutely. You'd have to be
Do you have to be Rupert Murdoch?
Yeah, I think you would have to be the founder of the hospital to do that. On a plane, like if you smoked on a plane these days, you get tased probably.
Yeah, probably.
So,
but I don't know. I think do you think anybody's stopping Rupert Murdoch from smoking a cigar on a plane?
Good question. They should.
Who?
Anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody with a taser.
Exactly. They definitely should.
Okay. I don't know, man. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with all of this. Did you see that first image of Aquaman? It looks like Jason Momoa. It looked a little darker.
Going in a darker direction.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just don't.
He's living that 24/7 super ripped lifestyle.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Imagine living in that world.
Don't like it.
Mm.
What do you reckon about that photo? Because he's wearing dog tags. I suspect it's a...
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, let me check it out.
Somebody said that. I went on an assumption there. Somebody in the photo is wearing dog tags. I think maybe it's a... I think maybe some of it's set in the past and he's...
Yeah, right.
He's joined the Marines or something.
I don't think that's dog tags. It looks like a green gem, like a, you know, something you'd buy at a crystal store to help healing.
Oh, okay, right,
yeah, right. You so know, that, a lie.
So that, yeah, so that collects that collects all these all the bad vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Whoa. My man. Sorry, the Justice League ad just
well, you've got it queued up at any given moment, don't you? That's your ringtone now.
I hope people heard that.
My man.
Great.
Anyway,
good.
Yeah. Well, either that or he just sneaks on Indiana Jones style onto a submarine.
Yeah, sure.
It looks like a submarine to me. I don't know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have fun with it.
Yeah, we're all going to have fun with it, Mason, because we're all in, all of us.
Yep.
Mm. You want some Star Wars news?
Yes.
There was a very spoilery TV spot this week.
I didn't see
it. Which got spoiled for me on Twitter. Somebody's, people at like websites are like, look at this. I'm like,
right, great.
Thanks a lot.
Great.
But I'm not going to say what it is. But after...
We're so close.
We're so close. If... do you want me to tell you what it is?
No. Why do they need to show us? Just show the old ad again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
People are going to go no matter what.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not going to make as much money as The Force Awakens.
Yeah, right.
But anyway.
And what they're going to do is when it doesn't make as much money as The Force Awakens, they're going to blame it on not putting enough spoilers in the trailers. So 9 is just going to be all trailer. It's going to be all spoilers, all the trailers.
But, yeah, so if I go, I'm going dark on social media after the premiere on Saturday night in the US until Wednesday when I'm saying it. So I'll probably be tweeting out videos or whatever. But if I don't respond to anybody, it's because I'm staying off Star Wars bloody things.
Nice. We should probably make a rule for the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group.
Yeah, shut up.
Well, shut up. Any spoilers before, like. You got to put spoiler space.
Yep.
But just don't do it.
Yeah.
Everybody who spoils it gets banned.
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. Shut up.
It's a great group though.
It's a good group. No, I don't think anybody would.
Yeah.
And there's been people in there have been like, people are self policing. They're like, what are our policies on spoilers in here?
Yeah.
So you get banned. That's what it is.
Yeah. Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
So you don't even think like spoilers ... What do you think of this?
Probably not. Maybe I think they should be like, we'll put together like a Star Wars mega thread.
Yeah, right.
And you can put all your thoughts in there.
You mean Levins will?
Levins will do
Maybe I can get Levins to get the throw rug, seeing as he's doing things.
Oh, yeah. If he's out and about.
Yeah.
If he's out and about making threads and, he could be making threads and buying threads.
Exactly. No, he should make these threads as well.
Okay.
That guy seems to have all the time
He's got enough time to weave a couple of rugs for us.
Ryan Johnson says that he won't adapt Knights of the Old Republic. So, you know, he's doing that trilogy.
Yeah, right.
Now, to me, I take that as he's not going to do that story. But that doesn't mean he's not going to do a story in that time.
Oh, so you're saying he's not going to do the actual...
Yeah.
See, I thought the Knights of the Old Republic was just a general timeline kind of area.
Well, it is, but it's...
But there's a very specific... Okay, there's a very specific narrative.
That I don't know.
Which is no longer canon?
It's no longer canon, but Bart's elements of the game still carry on because it makes money.
Yeah, absolutely.
For Disney and whatever, so yeah.
So it's not... It might be set in that time period.
Yeah.
Great.
But it might not be.
Okay.
And that's the beauty of cinema, Mason.
Isn't it though,
You can set a film anywhere and any time... Mm-hmm. And you can spoil as much or as little of it as you want in the trailer.
Inside a toaster?
Yeah.
In the past?
It fast inside a toaster?
Yeah.
Before the invention of a toaster?
No, after.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm pitching a Pixar film right now. It's called Crumbs.
I was going to say, it's called Crumbs.
It's called Oak. You know what? It's if it were Pixar, it'd be called Crumbs. And if it were DreamWorks, it'd be called Oh, Crumbs. It's all about the crumbs that live in the toaster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah. Can't wait to hear that Smash Mouth accompanying song to the movie Oh Crumbs. All right. We also, just quickly on Star Wars, we did a Force Awakens commentary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we did too, yeah.
It's up there right now. It's on Patreon. You can go and download it. It's also on Bandcamp if you just want to pay for just the one. But the other commentaries are on the Patreon if you're chipping as little as a buck.
Chucking a buck.
They're all bloody there. Also, people have... That's not a... Anybody who's playing it from Bandcamp, which you can do, you can play it for free, or if you're playing it through Patreon, download it.
Because people are like,
it doesn't sync up. Just download it. It's only a buck, or you can steal it if you want to steal it. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
But don't message me with your syncing issues. I don't know how to fix your TV. All right.
Unless you are literally syncing, maybe in a sinkhole.
No, it's got nothing to do with
quicksand.
Call somebody closer to you than me. I just think it's not... If you're in a sinkhole, Mason...
Yes.
Call somebody in your immediate vicinity.
No, but they're going to... That's the... You know how the trick is if you struggle in quicksand, you sink quicker.
Yeah. Like, so you're playing it cool.
Yeah. If you call somebody too close, they're also going to sink. You should call somebody further away.
But wouldn't I eventually sink?
Yeah.
I guess it'll give me time to say goodbye to my family.
Exactly. We're all going to sink in that sinkhole.
Yeah.
Oh, sinkhole coming from DreamWorks.
Is it a sinkhole trying to fall in love with a different sinkhole?
I don't know.
Yes. Yep. Whatever.
talking about? I've lost my train of thought.
We're doing some Caravan of Garbage is coming.
Oh yeah,
up.
Well, I had fun with that Force Awakens commentary. It was good stuff.
It is good stuff. Yeah, it was.
Get fired up for the new Star Wars. Yeah. That's what I did.
And the other thing is, what was I going to say about the
Caravan of Garbage?
Caravan of Garbage. Yeah, we're doing some other things that aren't video games
for once,
and that's coming up very soon. $100 worth. I think this. No, it's free. I think it'll be on Patreon early. The next one's video games, but then we've got some other things that are coming up, which I think people are going to enjoy a lot. Mm-hmm. Or not enjoy, because that's what
Caravan
of Garbage
is all about.
That's
the nature of it generally, yeah.
So some people were requesting less video games, so we're doing two that aren't.
Yep.
But then we're probably just going to do all video games again for a real
for the
long
end
time.
Of time.
Yeah. No, I think that'll be good. What do we got here? Mason, do you like Alien News?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Ridley Scott. This is from the mouth of Ridley Scott himself, director of the Robin Hood.
Russell Crowe. He's British, right? Is he British?
Yeah. He's an auteur. We're going to make another one. We are, he says.
See, that could be pitched in any kind of... That could sound like a threat, depending on how you...
We're going to make another one.
Oh, Ridley, no!
I think...
Stop smoking on this plane.
And then he says, I think what we're going to have to do is gradually drift away from the alien stuff.
My understanding of
these alien prequels is that you're going towards the alien stuff.
No, incorrect.
So we're going away from it even though we're moving towards the film Alien.
They're
going
to zip around it. They're going to slingshot around the actual alien.
What are they
part.
Doing? I've been watching the, the Chappie guy. What's his name?
Neil Blomkamp.
You know, he's got
there
that Oat Studios.
Oat Studios.
I've been watching the stuff that he's been doing on their YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Give him Alien.
Give him Alien.
Just
exactly.
Give him Alien. Yep. It'll be better than whatever you've been doing.
Exactly.
Stop doing this. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he also says, this is about the last film, Alien Covenant. People say you need more Alien. You need more face pulling. You need more chest bursting. I don't think that's true. So I put a lot of that in Covenant and it fitted nicely. Disagree. It was weird and no good. But I think if you're going to go again, you need to start finding another solution that's more interesting. I think AI is becoming more dangerous and therefore more interesting. So they're going to do more of an AI focus than an alien focus.
So that's kind of been the...
It's been also...
That's the most consistent through line of these movies is the cyborgs. Cyborgs will kill you. Androids will kill you.
No, the consistent thing is there's a good robot, there's a bad robot, there's a good robot, there's a bad robot. That's how they work.
So what are we up to?
We're up to... Bad robot again.
Yeah.
Because...
Last one had good robot and bad robot.
Yeah, but it introduced good robot, though.
That's true. So this one's going to introduce another
David
bad
again.
Robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just stick with David.
Stick with David, yeah.
Stick with David. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
God, what are they doing?
I don't know.
Why are they doing this?
Also, it's called the Alien franchise. Maybe don't step away from aliens.
I just think... Clearly, these movies are reactionary to what people like or don't like. Yep. So that's why they're ducking and weaving. You know, so people complain that Prometheus wasn't.
I thought this
alien
guy was an
enough.
Auteur.
Yeah, well, apparently not.
Apparently not. He's a sellout. Like his brother, the other Scott.
The one who died?
Yeah. He sold out right to the grave.
I think he killed himself.
Well, did he?
Yeah, no. He did. No, he did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you want me to edit that out?
Nah, I can leave it in.
Yeah, it was real sad. Anyway, okay, fine. More alien films. We've got another four.
But fewer aliens.
Yeah. Okay, Mason.
You don't have to watch them now. It's fine.
Okay, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. This is going to be probably a bit of a shorter episode because both of us have places to be. And we can't... I talked about this.
And quite frankly, we're just excited about Star Wars next week and we're just filling time.
That's great.
we're just spinning our wheels until we get to talk about Star Wars next week.
That's all right. I'm looking at the time. I'm looking where we're at. If we can do at least 10 minutes on Fallen Kingdom, 10 minutes on what we're eating... 10 minutes on letters, and then you could like spread out the ending to another 20 minutes.
Yep. And if everybody could do our famous, thank you. If everybody could do what we've always told you not to do and cut it down to half speed so we sound hilarious and drunk the remainder of this.
When we get those messages that's like you sound drunk, is it the same people doing it again and again as a prank, or is it a different person discovering it?
I think it's a
it?
Different person every time.
Wow, because we get a lot of that.
We do, right?
I feel like it's a big troll, Mason. I don't know.
Just one big troll.
One big troll.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side?
helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom has its first trailer after a week of mini trailers leading up to it and a featurette, which I feel were much more compelling than the actual trailer itself.
Oh, see, I didn't watch any of those. I only watched the trailer.
What did you think of it?
Look. it's definitely going to be Jurassic World 2, Jurassic Park 2, isn't it?
But that's the thing, Mason.
I always said it would be.
Yeah, but...
There's a team coming in. They're going to take all the dinosaurs, right?
Yep.
There's some guys, some military men or whatever.
Yep.
That's InGen from Jurassic Park 2.
Yep.
Chris Pratt's in this.
Tris Pratt. He's Midwestern doppelganger.
Tris Pratt.
Yeah. No, all of those things are probably true, what you've said. Mm-hmm. But little known fact, and I said this, I did an excellent trailer breakdown, which people can check out below. It's my finest work.
Oh.
That's actually not bad. It's all right. But, I mean, you know, you kind of hate the stuff you make, right? You know?
No, you're the only person who hates the stuff they make.
Oh, really?
Everyone else loves the stuff they make.
Well, yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
I can think of a lot of people who are wrong about that particular assessment. Apparently, according to Colin Trevorrow, who's not the director of this film, but he directed Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. The guy who directed this one did When a Monster Calls. We've talked about it. I think it's a good choice. But everything in this trailer is from the first 57 minutes of this movie.
Ooh.
So the destruction of the island, or the dinosaur stealing... and all that kind of stuff. And
also, do you think we're going to a second location?
We are going
to. You know what they say, never go with a dinosaur to a second location.
When did I say that?
It's a rule.
It's
just a rule for life.
In life?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Mason, as somebody who doesn't believe the dinosaurs existed, is this compelling enough of a trailer to get you into the movie Jurassic World 2, Fallen Kingdom World, Lost World?
Kind of.
Yeah?
Look, it looks fine, doesn't it? But again, if this new information... That there's going to be more after this. Okay, we haven't seen this trailer does not feature the evil BD Wong. What's his name?
Doctor. Yeah, he does in the other stuff that they released. Yeah.
Okay, right. What's he up to?
Evil stuff.
Oh yeah.
I think because he'll just make whatever. Like he'll.
Yeah. Sure. Right. Right.
That was some of my favorite stuff from Jurassic World, where you check in on BD Wong.
Yeah.
And he's kind of
just cackling over a cauldron.
He's just gone mad. Yeah. And he's
literally throwing in an eye of mute into his cauldron.
I love it. I think it's a fantastic addition that this guy who just starts off as this fun-loving scientist who got a bit of free reign, suddenly like, I'm God and I'm in charge of everything.
Yeah,
yeah, I love it. Because they give him a bit of free reign to be like, create a terrifying dinosaur. So he makes like the worst thing imaginable.
You're right.
Yeah.
And also I feel the worst attraction possible because it's a dinosaur with a cloaking device in it. How's that going to attract people? Hey, it's over there with the rest of the green stuff.
Yeah, but that being said, they didn't know it could cloak.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
I bet he knew. He would have bloody
known. No, because he was surprised when he was told.
I think he was
by
not.
Indian John Hammond.
All right, fine.
Yeah, because it's got cuttlefish in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this actually, well, now that you've, see, that's the thing. Now that you've mentioned that, that gives me hope that maybe the second location is like B.D. Wong's insane island of crazy dinosaurs he's invented himself.
Well, it looks like it's going to be some kind of, because there's another John Hammond in this.
Yeah, right.
So
what's his face? I was going to say Cogswell, but that's not his name.
The big babe guy.
Babe guy. James Cromwell.
James Cromwell.
Yeah.
Do
you think he's evil John Hammond? I suspect he's evil John Hammond.
I think
Hammond.
He is, because he's got the staff.
But it's not white. It's black. It's black.
Yeah, yeah. Did you watch my trailer breakdown?
No.
You're a son of a bitch. Yeah. I don't believe you. But
yeah, it's not. I'm like, that's definitely not his cane. Like,
yeah.
Like he hasn't. But also, even if it was John Hammond's cane, how did he get it?
Because they're friends. Oh. When you die, I get your cane and pants.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. But it's a shame you couldn't get John Hammond. I mean, he's dead, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But
they could have brought him back.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Life finds a way or whatever. Do you think we're going to actually get Ian Malcolm running from dinosaurs or just sitting in a boardroom being like, there's some stuff that I've been saying for 20 years about dinosaurs. Stop fucking making dinosaurs.
I think it's absolutely a press conference kind of situation.
Yeah.
Because what scenario, they don't need him.
No.
Like if this action goes from the ruined Jurassic World to another place, they don't need, unless the some of the dinosaurs escape to the mainland.
Yeah.
In which case, maybe he'll be running from a dinosaur at some point.
With a shotgun.
Maybe with a shotty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a minor spoiler. I got an anonymous email. Okay. It was anonymous. The person said their name, but...
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That Sam Neill apparently rolled up to set. He was there that day.
Oh.
So it looks... They'll probably be getting a Sam Neill cameo as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Onto the... Which set, though?
This is the Pinewood Studios, but they're filming a lot of this.
Oh, but I mean, is it... Do we know if he's going to an island? Do we know if he's, press conference?
I don't think he's on the island.
Okay,
you couldn't get him back on an island.
No.
You could barely get him back.
Not for quids, mate.
No. Remember how annoyed he was in 3 when they dragged him to the island?
Right,
he was
right.
Real pissed off.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like all of the Jurassic Park films.
Uh-huh.
The first one is clearly the best.
Right.
But I don't know. I like seeing the world that they've built. I like. I am getting a bit sick of Dinosaur Park. Now it's a wrecked Dinosaur Park.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a dinosaur park.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a wrecked dinosaur.
We wrecked it again. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but I think they're actually just going to destroy this island in its entirety. Mm. So we're not going to get any more going back to that island.
Yeah, well, there's volcanoes happening.
There's all sorts of volcanoes.
You'd think they would have maybe known that before they built the original Jurassic Park on a volcano.
As we know from the movie Geostorm, Mason, the weather and lasers and volcanoes can
be
unpredictable.
Yeah. Do you think if you went to Jurassic World and you were like, hey, let's have fun and let's explore Jurassic World.
Let's Jurassic World.
And they were like, yeah, but don't go to any of this bit. Remember don't go to any of the bit with it where the original Jurassic Park was and everybody was killed.
Yeah.
Don't go to that part. You know how it's all ruined and crushed?
Yeah, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not going to happen this time. But just as a little reminder, don't go to any of this. It's quite a large area. All the dinosaurs went rogue.
Yeah.
People died.
They're probably still out there.
Yeah. Anyway, go frolic amongst the actual dinosaurs we have currently.
Yeah. Potentially.
Oh, I like the little touch where there was the
ball.
Sorry?
The ball. The ball car.
No, I didn't like that.
Oh.
I also didn't like the wacky sidekick that she has now. She's got another sidekick.
Mason, you got to have a wacky sidekick.
Was he in the first one?
No.
Okay.
You're thinking of Chris Pratt.
I was thinking of Chris Pratt.
Or Chris Pratt, whatever you said.
He's a rugged survivalist. He wears his watch on the other side of his wrist.
That's how I wear my watch. I'm not, but it's here now, obviously. But that's how I wear my watch, Mason.
Oh dear.
Inside of the wrist.
Why do you need it like that?
So I can look on the inside of my wrist and know the time.
You can just look on the outside
of your wrist. No, I have another one on the outside of my wrist.
Right. Sure. Once for Hollywood time, isn't it?
That's correct.
You sell out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. What else we got here? I see that there's nothing in this trailer that was of any interest to me.
Right, okay. Uh-huh.
Because the first Jurassic Park trailer is just like some stamping of feet. You might see some flashes of some eyes and whatever, and it's like something's coming. It's 65 million years in the making, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You remember the trailer?
Yeah, I remember.
Whatever. But
sure, yeah.
But this is just like, here's a T-Rex attacking or whatever. Here's 100 dinosaurs running down a mountain.
There was literally, here's a newish dinosaur, I think, and it's going to kill the going to kill the heroes. But now our old mate, the T-Rex, is back. Look out. Yeah. He's friends with us again.
She. It's the original T-Rex, Mason.
Yeah, right,
it's got the scars and all.
Mm-hmm.
You also see the Jurassic Park car, one of the original ones.
Yep.
Uh-huh. It's flipped upside down. It's in my thumbnail. It's got a big fucking circle around it. You can't miss it.
So you can't miss it? Yeah. Uh-huh. But I feel that's a very odd reveal.
Yeah.
To be like, T-Rex is back and we're friends with it again.
Friends with it, yeah.
That feels like...
I think what's going to happen...
That happened in Jurassic Park, yeah. That happened in Jurassic World.
It always swoops in and saves the day or whatever at the last minute.
But does that mean that's the... So that's not the final shot of the movie, I would
No.
think. Maybe that's like, you know what that is?
What?
That's the final... That's the swan song of the T-Rex.
Nah.
I reckon it dies after that.
Nah, they get it on the boat. You see it in them.
Okay, I reckon it dies after that.
Yeah, it could die. It could be the swan song of the T-Rex.
Because if this is just the first hour, I reckon it's got that...
You don't think it's going to save the day again?
I don't think it's going to save the day again, no.
There's rumors of they're going to be more genetic.
I think B.D. Wong's giant bee dinosaur is going to save the day.
Well, there's rumors that they're going to be doing more genetically altered dinosaurs. Also, all the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park aren't real dinosaurs. They even said it in the last movie.
Yeah, they're just...
They're like, this is what people think dinosaurs look like, so I made these. I don't look anything like this, I don't sound like this, but... You know, this is what I got.
Feathers for the most part, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we'll get some feathered dinosaurs.
Yeah. No, boo. Get them out of here.
That's because didn't he say in the previous one, he was like, this is what you wanted, so this is what I gave you.
Yeah.
Maybe what he wants is feathery dinosaurs.
Beautiful feathery dinosaurs.
That's all he's
Peter
ever
Allen
wanted to do.
style
yeah,
dinosaurs.
Yeah, boy from Oz, feathered dinosaurs.
Yeah, potentially. But I think this second location, because everything I've heard about this movie until I saw this trailer with It's darker and it's horror focused,
ooh,
like as far as you can for a like a kid's movie. Because there are horror elements to the first Jurassic Park film.
Yeah, sure.
I saw that movie when I was like 8.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some scary shit in that film if you're a kid.
Yeah.
But
being eaten while you're on a toilet.
That's bad.
My greatest fear.
Not mid-poo. That's your greatest
correct,
fear.
Correct, yeah.
Did he have his pants down? He didn't, did he?
No, I don't think so. because he didn't go in to go to the toilet.
No, I know. I just figured while he was in there, maybe. Yeah.
May as well. Don't want to die with a full bowel. That would be embarrassing.
Boy, would it. But, my understanding was that this film was I think it's going to shift to that. It's going to be more puppets and animatronics and... You know, they're going through a museum or a house or a mansion in the...
Yeah, that's right.
In the you know, some rich guy.
The John Hammond. Evil James Cromwell, yeah. Because it's clearly his...
Domicile?
Yeah, and he is...
Abode?
He's a collector of dinosaur memorabilia.
Yeah.
So what's his game, man?
Do you think there's going to be a point where they're like...
You know what? I am kind of excited about this now.
Yeah, but just this trailer just doesn't do it justice at all.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
I guess they're trying to hide what the movie actually was. But
maybe they're not hiding what it actually is. Maybe it's just Jurassic World again.
I'm hoping that this first hour is like a goodbye to Jurassic World. So it's like, here's the big thing and the dinosaurs and the explosions or whatever. Now we're going to a smaller location.
Yeah, maybe if it gives you like throughout the first hour, you get some clues as to how things aren't, you know, this ain't right kind of thing. This is kind of like it's little hints that it's getting weirder. Maybe we keep going back to Evil James Cromwell.
Mm.
Keep going back to B.D. Wong. He's... Swirling his cauldron.
Swirling his cauldron with bloody John Hammond's stick. That's how it got black.
Evil magic.
Evil magic. Yeah. Mm. I don't know, man. I'm indifferent.
Okay.
I mean, I'll definitely see it.
How weird would the dinosaurs have to be in the second half for you to be like, I don't like this anymore? Like if they became like more like Guardians of the Galaxy alien kind of monsters. Like they became weird floppy dinosaurs with big bullfrog pouches under their mouths and they've got six eyes.
Yeah, no, that would definitely lose
What
me.
If they got like a tentacle, they got a tentacle tongue? What about that?
No, none of that.
Okay.
You can't, they're not going to stray too far from traditional dinosaurs or what people think traditional dinosaurs look like.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
What do you think the big monster's going to be then?
Probably a dinosaur. Big dinosaur.
But what are they going to have? What
I think there's going to be another genetically altered something.
Okay,
like
right.
a pack of raptors or something.
There's boring.
No, but genetically altered.
Boring.
Because apparently Blue the is the only raptor left.
Okay, right.
They all got, so everybody wants that one because then you can clone.
Oh, fresh ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Okay. But I just...
And that one's smart as well.
Yeah.
So that's the one you want.
I've gone back again. I've turned around because I'm like, oh, raptors are boring. We've seen them. They're so boring.
Hi, Claire. Who's that?
Don't know.
Yeah, you're right. But there's a, you know, any idea can be good, Mason,
that's
or bad,
true.
As we've discovered.
So true.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, if you want to know more, we're seeing it.
Watch the movie.
Yeah.
If you want to know more about Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, watch Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom in cinemas at some point, probably.
June 22nd in the US.
Oh, that's ages away.
June 7th for us, though.
Ooh.
So we're going to spoil it for everybody.
Yeah. In that Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group. Correct. All spoilers.
All spoilers. All spoilers.
That's the rule. No one can spoil a movie except us. We spoil it straight away. That's the rule. You don't like it, lump it.
Yeah. I think there's a good chance that this movie will be better than Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, and I didn't even hate Jurassic World.
Sure.
At all. I think you even said at the time that it was better than the original, but you're wrong.
No, I'm correct. It was fun. I had fun with it.
It is fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's not
better.
If only
I had a Jurassic World lanyard that I could wear when making just controversial bad statements.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The bet that we had for the lanyard, it's on our podcast comment, on our commentary for The Force Awakens, was you made a bet that as soon as Luke Skywalker meets Rey
in the new one,
he's going to push her off the cliff.
I don't think I said as soon as, but it's definitely going to happen.
It's going to happen early.
There's going to be an exchange of words, and he's going to push her off the cliff, and she's going to have to climb out just to prove her worth.
Is it going
to
happen early on, or are you talking any point in this film?
I think it's going to be fairly early on. I think it's going to be within that first meeting.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
If you're wrong, you have to wear the Justice League lanyard next week.
Okay, all right, fine. All right. I have faith in my wild proclamation.
Okay, then let's make it 2 weeks.
No, I don't have that much faith.
All right, you know what it's time for then?
Nothing is worth wearing a Justice League lanyard 2 weeks in a row.
What are we reading?
Well, what are we going to read?
Yeah. Really caught you off guard there, didn't I? I'm doing the thing.
What do you got? I can't think of anything just yet.
Last night I saw murder in and around the
murder
and at the Orient
Martha
Express.
And on the Orient Express.
Yeah, I saw that one.
How'd that go?
It's all right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's it starts off. I didn't like it at all. I'm like, this is bad and boring and stupid. And I hate everybody in it, and everything feels like a weird performance. Uh-huh. And then towards the end, I'm like, oh no, that makes sense. But it is a very old murder mystery. Do you want me to spoil it?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna spoil it.
Oh what?
No, I won't spoil it.
Does my enjoyment of does this only work if you spoil it? Do you have a big bit saved up?
I don't have a big bit, but I won't spoil it, Mason. But basically, the reveal of the crime, because Johnny Depp gets murdered.
Nice.
It's easy to figure out quite early on, but that's not what's interesting. The characters are more interesting than the crime itself.
Right. Okay.
So,
but is it?
Like when he's puzzling it out, when he's talking it through and he's got everyone sitting down, he's like, but this happened and this happened. I'm like,
You
figured it out, surely. But I think it's because it's an old story. So yeah, I've watched so much British murder mystery in my life.
Okay, yeah.
Growing up with, in the household that I did.
Did you see it with Claire?
Yeah.
Was she astounded? Were you the best detective in the cinema?
Yeah, I checked.
Oh, you're nice.
No, but it's not. It's
were
not,
people like, what?
It's not particularly difficult. Okay.
No, but were people fooled, though?
I don't know. Okay, I didn't talk to anybody else.
You should have checked.
Why?
I don't know.
Look, I don't think you have to be a genius to figure it out, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. But it does hint towards going for the next Poirot film, The Murder on the Nile.
Why do you think he's
going
to be back? Do you think Brandon's going to be back as Poirot?
Because at the end, somebody literally walks up to him and goes, telegram, sir, there's been a murder at the Nile or on the Nile.
Right,
and
okay.
He's like, well, I'm off.
It was a Hound of some Baskervilles.
Yeah, that's right.
So watch out.
You're a Poirot fan? Like Dave Warnocky from the Do Go On podcast is a massive Poirot fan?
I will probably watch a Poirot if it's on, but yeah. I mean, the odds of me having a television on are pretty slim. So.
Right.
Or maybe if I'm on like iView or one of the like Netflix and something popped up, I'll watch one for 5 minutes.
Sure.
How about that? How about that ringing endorsement?
You watch 5 minutes of a murder mystery.
Yeah.
Great. Uh-huh. If your TV happens to be on iView.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about you? What are you reading?
I'm going to read Kill the Minotaur, which I've been recommended a whole bunch of times. It's a comic book, and it's a retelling of like the tale of the Minotaur and the Labyrinth. Apparently, it's real good.
Is it like a whimsical farce?
It's not a whimsical farce at all. Apparently.
Is it a gritty retelling?
It's a gritty retelling and like a body horror and kind
Does the Minotaur have eyeliner?
I don't think the Minotaur has eyeliner.
What are they doing?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. But that series finished a couple of weeks ago, last month, I think.
I love it when a series finishes. Then I can just
read
it. I know,
right. It's like a 6-issue miniseries.
Right.
A lot of people are recommending it.
How many people?
5 people.
Out of all the people in the world, it's not a lot, is it?
Like as a ratio.
Yeah, as a ratio.
Of all the people in the world.
Yeah.
It's more than number of people in here, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I checked.
Yeah, see, there you go. Yeah. And then so get off my back. All right?
Okay, I'm off your back.
Yeah.
Well, I might read that too then.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Let me know. We'll discuss it next week. How about that?
No, we're talking about Star Wars next week. And you're going to be wearing this sweet lanyard all day, baby. Hear that rattle? It's going to be you. That's your chains, mate.
Ah, no. I'd rather be trapped in a labyrinth.
Oh, yeah. Do I have to wear it if it doesn't happen, I guess?
No, but you want to, though. So you don't get to wear it. You have to stare at it. I'm going to hang it on a door and you have to stare at it longingly.
No!
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
All right. You got that lettuce thing lined up?
It's ready to go. The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
We do letters.
We're talking about letters.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter if you want to send us a letter on Twitter. A question that we can comprehend and answer.
Nice.
Also, send an email to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Excuse me, bless me.
No problem. This is a letter from Marlon Jean.
Yep.
He's from the States. In the US, we have holiday movies like Home Alone, Elf, Charlie Brown Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life, Die Hard, just to name a few. His favorite's A Christmas Story.
Never seen it.
Apparently, it's quite good.
Mm.
It's got somebody in it.
Oh, I wasn't aware that somebody was in it.
You better believe it.
I'm going to run out.
Does Australia have their own traditional Christmas movies or holiday movies? The Castle. We don't have any Christmas.
Yeah.
I tried to think about it. I'm like, is there any? Australia doesn't even really have any Christmas movies.
No, there's a lot of books of like, Santa went to Australia, but it's too hot.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
A lot of books like
there's
that.
There's a movie from the 80s with Nicole Kidman called An Outback Christmas, I think.
That sounds bad.
I haven't seen it. But yeah, I think traditionally, if we were going to watch a movie, it'd be The Castle, right?
Yeah.
The
I haven't seen The Castle in a long time.
You should watch it at Christmas.
Yeah,
it's the perfect time for it. What do you think about that?
What do you normally watch at Christmas?
We watch the Doctor Who Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As a kid, I used to watch that reindeer one, that reindeer stop motion.
The stop motion claymation one. Yeah, okay, right.
I used to watch that a lot.
Uh-huh. But we don't have anything Australian really, do we?
Not really.
No.
It's hot.
It's hot.
I think
that's
why we don't.
Yeah.
We don't.
We just watch Mad Max over and over again. Oh my God, it's so hot.
Yeah, it's not really. We don't do like. Maybe they do. Maybe it's just I don't watch that much like regular TV anymore. Maybe they do show a bunch of Christmas movies. Normally Elf's on.
Yeah, no, but what's
the TV series Elf?
But do we have anything Australian?
No, we don't. Yeah. No, just The Castle and. Let me check.
Is there a Christmas bit in The Castle? I feel there is.
I think there is. Yeah, there is. His opening presents or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe that might be his birthday.
And then there's kickboxing.
And then there's kickboxing. And Eric Banner's in it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are the Australian Christmas movies.
Yes.
We've got A Christmas Carol from 1982.
Never seen it.
Around the World with Dot from 1981. It's animated.
Nope.
Nicole Kidman, A Bush Christmas.
A Bush Christmas
from
that's
1983.
What I'm thinking of,
yeah. Uh-huh. Bushfire Moon from 1987.
Nope.
Bush Christmas from 1947.
Ooh.
I bet that's shit and racist. and Crackers from 1998.
Oh, Crackers.
What the hell is that?
Don't know.
Let's have a look at this. You know what my favorite Christmas movie is?
Takeaway.
Million Dollar Duck.
For sure, Million Dollar Duck. Yeah. I remember that one.
Crackers is a Christmas-themed Australian comedy starring Peter Rosenthorn.
During
the Christmas holidays, Hillary and her son, Joey, travel up into the suburbs to spend Christmas with Joey's grandparents. To accompany them on the trip, Hillary's boyfriend, Bruno, and his son, August.
Bruno Lucia?
No, the actor's Peter Rosenthorn.
Oh, okay, right.
And his son, August, go with them. Joey doesn't like Bruno because of this relationship with his mother. Joey and August have a violent rivalry with each other because of this, as Angus doesn't like it when Joey shows disrespect to his father. Well, this sounds like a fucking riot.
Yeah. See, that's the problem with Christmas movies, I feel, is that...
What about that sounds like Christmas to
nothing,
you?
Nothing, but also, that's it does feel like Christmas because I feel a lot of Christmas movies are very unappealing.
Yeah, right.
Because it's always the sad thing and everybody's poor and nobody can get the presents and then it's... that's right. The most famous Australian, traditionally in Australia, we of course watch Jingle All the Way.
Oh, that's true. Do we?
No, absolutely not.
That's a bad film. Mm. It's also got Jake Lloyd in it.
Ooh,
you know Jake Lloyd?
Yeah, Star Wars Jake Lloyd.
A young Anakin Skywalker.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah. No, none of this sounds good to me. Christmas can die in a ditch.
Nice.
Yeah, I said it. Got a letter here, Mason. I got a tweet.
Oh yeah.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. This is from Marky Mark. Hey, guys.
Oh, anyway.
Feel it. No, that's not what it says.
Yeah, no. I was going to say, if you're looking for some Australian films to watch at Christmas, if you want to have a fun Australian Christmas, just watch them. Just watch The Castle. Whatever Crackers is. Watch Malcolm, the movie Malcolm.
What's the movie Malcolm?
It's the one where he's a weird gadget guy.
Okay.
Remember that one?
Okay.
Remember that one? You remember Malcolm?
No.
It's tram related. That's why everybody badges me about it. He's got the car that splits in half.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You'll know
when
you see it. Like the 80s. Like the mid-80s, probably.
Watch Gallipoli.
Yeah, watch Gallipoli.
Watch Breaker Morant.
You could watch Takeaway. I mentioned Takeaway.
Yep.
The Wog Boy. And its sequel, The Wog Boy, Kings of Mykonos.
Watch Tomorrow When the War Began, the movie from 2010, and also the TV series that's not based on the movie.
Read the book.
Yep.
For year 11.
Yep.
High school. Don't finish it. Do the report anyway. Yep.
Watch The Water Diviner with Russell Crowe.
Don't watch that.
Watch Attack Force Z. Mel Gibson's Attack Force Z.
Are you just looking up Australian films?
Yes,
now?
I am. Okay. And I know you too. Great. All good.
Garage things. Days with Kick Gurry. Great stuff. Anyway,
Marky Mark. Hey, guys. I do think people who haven't seen any MCU movies could start with Infinity War. Also, I'm graduating from university this week and was wondering if I can be the official smarty pants of the podcast. Love you guys.
Congratulations.
Yes. Ken, you're real smart, smart pants.
Can anybody do that? I think...
Probably not. I don't know. For me, I'm so intertwined with it all, I can't possibly imagine seeing these without knowing everything else going on.
But I think a lot of people went into Ragnarok not knowing anything about
it.
And were like, because they went, okay, Taika Waititi, he'll make a good film. And you could get that. Like,
yeah.
You could get that he was on a quest for a thing.
Yeah.
Thor himself brought you up to speed in that movie. He's like, I was on a quest for a thing, and now I'm going to go back home.
Yeah.
And then this happens, and then blah, blah, blah.
Ragnarok.
Yeah, exactly. And he went back to Earth, and you kind of knew what was going on. So I think if they get. I imagine they're going to give us enough to get up to speed in this.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely that gets harder and harder every movie in. I think with Avengers, you can go into Avengers not having seen any of the previous ones, but this is like Captain America's estranged from Tony Stark.
That's true,
There's magic. The Hulk flies down from space. There's a big alien who steps through a portal. I think it's going to be more confusing.
Yeah, look, I think the overall plot you are going to get, there's a guy and he wants
to... Me, I'll get it, will I?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, man. I'm the official smarty pants of the podcast.
You're a smart little cookie. But I think you'll get that, okay, there's a guy and he wants to acquire all these Infinity Gems to destroy the universe or whatever the plot turns out to be in this particular version of the story.
Yep.
But I think there'll be a lot of, who's that guy? You'll know there's a whole bunch of people gathering and they don't all get along, but they're going to have to get along. But I think...
Also, if somebody's sitting next to you or if you're in a cinema and you're like, who's that guy?
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. Just shut up.
Or just be this rogue guy who goes in by yourself and it's just like, who's that guy?
Who's that guy? Tell me who that is.
Hey, we're friends now. We're friends. We're going to hang out after this.
You ever made friends at a cinema?
No.
Nearly happened to me once. It was terrifying.
Wow.
When I was lining up for The Dark Knight when I was living in London, Mason.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm. I went on my own because the people I was living with didn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy in the line behind me was like, this is pretty... So I'm like, no.
Absolutely. No. Was he also by himself?
He was by himself.
I was going to say, what if he abandoned his other friends? Because he's like, I don't know, this guy's on board.
No, I'm sure he was very nice. But I think it was also I was listening to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to listen to stuff.
Oh, who doesn't?
Anyway, you should make friends. Don't ignore people when they're reaching out to you.
Mm.
That's on me. Just because I'm an asshole.
You're a bitch.
This is from Derek, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
Hi, Derek.
Would love to hear your thoughts on Drew Struzan's work. I reckon comic book movie posters with his touch would be far better than any trailer.
How do you spell Drew Struzan?
Struzans. You familiar with Drew Struzan?
No.
He's done some classic posters. I'm going to bring up some now.
Okay.
You're also going to bring up some.
I'll bring up some on my telephone.
I think he did the
device.
Poster for The Water Diviner.
Okay, Drew.
So every...
Say the last name again.
Struzan. Do you not know this guy?
No.
Okay, so basically he's done... You know, all the Indiana Jones posters, all the original Star Wars posters, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah.
They've got things like here, like Hook and...
That kind of photorealistic look.
Yeah. He did them for years.
He did the Blade Runner poster.
He did Blade Runner, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
He did Shawshank.
Yeah, I like these ones a lot.
Yeah, so he, he's dead, as far as I know. I might be wrong. No, he's not dead. He's 70.
Okay,
I apologize.
Well, that's as good as dead.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But,
Now, what was the question?
Do you think he should do Marvel movie posters? Yes.
I think maybe he could do like a retro one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like if we did, I think if they did maybe like the Ant-Man one, if some of that's going to be set in the past.
Yeah.
Or Captain Marvel, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's going to be set in the 90s, so maybe not.
Yep, yep.
Maybe like maybe a Captain America, maybe a some sort of Agent Carter situation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just think that with this guy, I think that, like, there's a real... It's not just a Photoshop, the work that he's been doing.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
You know, he's... Mm-hmm. he's like, it's there's a difference between painting a picture and kind of taking a face of Chris Pratt and putting it on a poster and putting a blue light over it or whatever, you know?
And there's compositional things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if you look at, you know, here's Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the two leads up the top. You've got the action.
Yeah.
You've got the action below. You've got all the supporting characters around in, like, the little border.
You got the action above. You got the action below.
He's shooting at a Nazi.
Yeah, man.
Loving it.
No, I think it's great. Did he Shadows of the Empire? I think he might have.
I think he probably did.
He did. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Mm. No, I think it's fantastic. Yeah, I think everybody should hire that guy for everything all the time.
But yeah, but I also think kind of maybe that the Marvel posters have an established look now.
That's probably
true.
Which
is not necessarily the best look ever.
No.
But it's...
I think they're branching out a bit more now because, like, you look at, like, the Ragnarok posters.
Yeah, that one's pretty wild.
They're a bit psychedelic, you know? Mm, so, yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Those things that you suggested are molto bene.
I would love to see some more Marvel stuff in the past. I want to see that because even in the movie universe, we've got here's World War II, here's Agent Carter.
There's a little bit of Ant-Man, I guess.
Then that's it. Then we've got a huge gap. We've got decades of gap. Give us something else. Yeah. Give us something groovy in the 70s, baby.
No.
Groovy.
Okay.
Dazzler. She's not from the 70s.
No, maybe also she's in X-Men.
Yeah.
But they're all buying
groovy,
everybody.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Remember Austin Powers?
Yeah, I do.
Good jokes, right?
Pretty good.
Was it?
Some friends of mine recently did a live script reading of that movie. It was fun. It's really good. I liked it.
Okay, good. Did they make it more fun than it was?
Yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Some Sam Locke. No, I don't know why this many. Do you think Guillermo del Toro could have saved the Dark Universe or at least steered it in a better direction?
Absolutely.
Because he mentioned he had a chance to kind of get on board with it in like 2008 and he didn't.
Ooh.
Yes, because he understands these properties and he has a passion for them. Even though not every one of his movies is great,
yep.
At least he's not a by committee director.
Right. Well, I would say that maybe he could save them if he did have a passion for these kind of things. But I think maybe his passion is maybe he liked them, the original versions.
Yeah.
And his passion is to go, okay, what would a modern day
Yeah.
I don't want to redo an old property. I want to do a new thing that has that same vibe to it.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think if he was the guy who's like, I want to see these things again, let's have a modern take on it, I think maybe he could, but I think maybe he wouldn't, and that's obviously why he dipped out of it, because he's like, well, I don't want to do that. I want to do a Hellboy 2. I want to do a Shape of Water. I want to do Pan's Labyrinth. I don't want to do, what would the Creature of the Black Lagoon be like with a cell phone or whatever? Who would he call? Would it be waterproof? What are we about?
I mean, it'd have to be waterproof.
I think he just wants to do new stuff. He doesn't want to recycle the old stuff. So
I think he probably just feels bad in hindsight that he had the opportunity to do something with it, and then the people who did make stuff with it ruined it immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
So
right.
I think, but that's not his fault.
Yeah, but I also think maybe his version would have strayed too far. I think maybe he would have put in a token. And again, like Hellboy 2, I like both of those movies, but I think Hellboy 2 was basically, I've invented this golden army. Was that new for
those two? Yeah, I think so.
But was that new for
the comic?
Yeah,
I don't know.
But anyway, I think he went. I think that was like, I want to put a movie with a golden army in.
Yeah.
So here's that
golden army. I did
exactly, and I think he would have gone, okay, here's the Dark Universe, here's the Mummy, but also here's my super weird new take on the Mummy, and that's what 2/3 of this movie is going to be about.
What if Tom Cruise was the Mummy?
What if Tom Cruise was the Mummy?
What if the glass made a big face?
Yeah, nice.
Not a good movie, was it?
No, it's pretty bad.
That's definitely won the award for...
The award for when the game was on.
Yeah,
this year. Yeah, yeah. When are we doing our awards?
That'll be the week after Star Wars or before New Year's. Yeah. Nice, and then we'll take a little bit of a break, Mason.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Well deserved. I think at this point, you know, when we're doing episodes like this where we're just kind of meandering along, I think it's...
Probably need a break.
Yeah. I mean, I feel okay.
Me too. I feel great.
Yeah. We were actually... We had a topic lined up, but we were worried about time constraints and whatever. Because might be
next year.
Next year, baby. All right, what else we got here? I think that's it.
Nice.
Where can people do all the things?
Let's see. You can go to Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp and Gmail if you want to get in contact.
Yep.
And Did I say Bandcamp? I think I did.
Have you never done this before?
I've never done it before. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Wikipedia Brown.
You can also go to The Weekly Planet on Twitter. That's our friend Rob Collings.
Correct.
Who also moderates Planet Broadcasting Great Mates. He does all sorts of work. He does so much work for us.
Why is he so talented, Mason?
I don't know. I don't like it. Don't like it at all.
Yeah?
And he's met the guy from Breaking Bad.
Man, I wish I met the guy from Breaking Bad. Which guy?
The kid. The son? You know the guy?
Oh, Jesse, whatever his name is.
No,
not Jesse, the other one. Yeah.
Loves
Jesse!
Loves a complete breakfast, yeah, that guy. Anyway, great stuff. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. You have the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. If you want to buy all those terrible Australian movies we mentioned earlier, get one of them. Just treat yourself. Get Takeaway.
Get Takeaway.
Get The Nuggets. That's another Eric Banner movie that you've probably never seen or heard about.
Don't watch The Nugget.
A bunch of friends find a gold nugget. What are they going to do with it?
They'll probably get away with it.
Yeah, probably.
Because they're just down on it. Because every Australian movie is a down on his luck.
Yeah, he's just a down on his luck battler. He's an Aussie battler. Comes into a bit of luck. What's he going to do?
When was the last funny Australian movie? Was it the Dish?
Animal Kingdom.
that was a riot, mate.
It was a riot, right?
Kenny was all right.
Yeah, Kenny was good.
That was like 2006.
Oh, then I don't know. I'm out of the loop, man.
What about Any Questions for Ben?
No, it was not funny.
Or good.
Or good. No, it's both of those things. I don't know. We'll have another one eventually.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got some teas on teapublic.com. Just go over there.
Yep.
Click on search for Weekly Planet. You'll find it. Thank you, The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our themes.
Yep.
Thank you to everybody who listens. That's probably priority number one. Why don't I say it at the front?
Good question.
A lot of people probably tune out at this point and they're like, why didn't he thank us, the listeners? They're all in a room together. But thank you very much for listening.
Watch Getting Square.
Oh, watch Getting Square. Wenham's in that, right? David Wenham?
I think so. I think Sam...
Worthington?
Worthington's in it as well.
Okay, yeah. Right. Mm. Wow. Pretty great.
Also, a lot of people have pointed out that I was reading the wrong Infinity War comic.
You were reading Infinity War, not Infinity Gauntlet, which is the prior one. Have you then gone on to watch...
But it's a big... I'm reading a thing that's just a big... It's all of it.
Yeah, right.
So
it
probably starts and one and moves into the other. I've stopped because I'm like, you know what? I don't care about this. I'm not doing
it. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so... But thank you for all the people who reached out to me, but I'm just not going to read it because it's just not very good. I mean, I'm sure it gets better, but hey.
Cool, man.
Mm.
All right. Is that everything?
I think that's everything.
We did it once again.
If you've got any opinions about Star Wars, tweet them through. Try to keep them spoiler-free on Twitter, I guess.
If you have any thoughts about Tarantino, Star Trek...
Watch Alan Alvin Purple. Watch that.
You watch Alvin Purple.
Sorry, keep going.
I was
going
to say, if you've got any thoughts about Star Trek... Tarantino Star Trek.
Yeah.
I would be interested to see, like, give me a Quentin Tarantino pitch. Like, not like, what if there was the characters from Reservoir Dog? What if they did what if Chris Pine does a little dance or whatever? I don't care. Oh. But what direction do you think he would take this in? Because I'd be interested
to absolutely.
Know. Yeah.
Watch The Crack.
You watch The Crack with Jim Owen.
There's a movie called Death in Brunswick from 1990. It's got Sam Neill in it.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that. Anyway, I'm going to stop looking at all
anyway,
this.
Amazon affiliate link. Click through that.
Please do.
Get a DVD.
Oh, watch Let's Get Skase.
Watch Let's Get with Lockie Hume. You watch that.
All right, yeah.
All right. Great stuff. Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.